Suppose that man's very sure of himself, and he never wants to change a thing about the way he does things. You'd say he's pretty...
stubborn.
Suppose you get in an argument with them, and they will never give an inch.
Hard-headed.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Would you say set in his ways?
I've heard that, but I don't think I'll say it.
Okay. What about somebody who you can't joke with or they'll lose their temper? So they're pretty. That you just can't bring up with that person because the subject is pretty
sticky.
Something else like that. Say touchy?
Touchy.
Okay, how would you describe somebody who's very easily offended?
Head chip on the shoulder. Cross.
What would you say about that person after you had done something they didn't like? Say you got very
mad, angry.
Any difference between the two?
I think you'd probably use angry more with people. Mad with dogs or something.
If you look at, say, on a lake, and there are no waves, there's hardly even a river, what kind of a day would you say?
Calm.
And if you were in a burning building, and there were a lot of people in it, talking about calmness, somebody would say.
If you're in a burning building?
Okay, right, you know, a fire racing. You know, keep people from panicking, using the word calm.
Stay calm. Be calm. Calm down.
Anything else like keep calm?
No.
What would you say if you've been working very hard and it's been such a long day and you can just barely wait to get back go to bed? So I'm really
tired, beat.
And if you're even more tired than tired.
Pooped. Dead.
If something wears you out, you say you're all
worn out.
If somebody had been perfectly well and the last time you saw them, and then suddenly here they're in the hospital, say, you explain this, you'd say, well, just last night she
was well.
The next thing we need, she
was sick, wasn't well.
Okay, in the process of coming down with the disease, all of a sudden, she...
Got sick.
Did you ever say took sick?
No.
How does that sound to you?
Strange. Not heard that.
Compliment somebody who's sick, you think, oh, she's sick now, but the doctor's saying she'll be well again.
Soon?
Another expression is
shortly. I've heard took a cold, you know, but not took sick.
Okay, that was the next question I was going to ask. Would you say took a cold?
No.
What would you say?
Got a cold.
Okay. Suppose you had a cold and got there in your throat, affected your voice, and you talk like this. So you're pretty
hoarse.